You made a wise choice this morning to be here. Because according to medical research published by the National Institute for Healthcare Research, you are better off coming to church than going to the gym. Did you know that? There's an analysis of 42 different research projects, 42 different research studies that investigated the correlation between religion and health. It involved 126,000 people, so it's a pretty broad spectrum of 42 different studies, and it came to a simple but profound conclusion. Regular attendance at a place of worship will seriously improve your health and increase your life expectancy. Here are some of the findings. Compared with those who do not attend church regularly, you are more likely to live longer, and you are less likely to suffer from stress, high blood pressure, heart disease, cancer, depression, or even obesity. Life expectancy, any 20-year-olds here? Any 20-year-olds? Some embarrassed ones in the front row. The life expectancy of 20-year-olds who regularly attend church is 7 years longer than those who do not. Perhaps we shouldn't be surprised, because the findings merely corroborate what the Bible has been saying for thousands of years. And during Lent, we're reading together Rick Warren's book, The Purpose-Driven Life. We've sold out, I think, on the bookstore. Some people have ordered them through the bookstore, but you can get them from a well-known internet provider, probably by tomorrow morning if you order it today. Or from your local Christian bookstore. So do get hold of a copy. And today we're thinking about the fact that we were formed for God's family. We were created to be together, to encourage one another. You see, when we follow the Maker's instructions and keep to the recommended weekly service intervals, we remain covered by the manufacturer's warranty. It's as simple as that. You see, the thief only comes to kill and to steal and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life abundantly. Abundantly. And when we are born again, we're born into his family, and we begin to share the blessings and the privileges of being part of a family, a church family. Satan is in the demolition business, the wrecking lives business. Jesus is in the construction business, rebuilding, remaking broken lives. So it is an eternal principle, corroborated by modern research, that you will live longer and enjoy a higher quality of life if you keep to the Maker's instructions and keep to the recommended weekly service intervals. And we've made life easier for you. Without, you don't have to choose now between a 9:30 and an 11 o'clock. You just know there's one service at 10:30, and some of you missed the fantastic breakfast. Thank you to those who provided our breakfast this morning. So remember, next Sunday the service is at 10:30, that's right. Well, Jesus illustrated this in a story, a very simple story, which we've had enacted out for us very superbly, and I want to test whether you remember what the story is all about. This is a guy, what's he doing? He's building a house, that's right. And where has he chosen? He's chosen a rock. He's going to build his house on a rock. And he works hard to build his house. And he finally finishes his house to Jesus, and it starts to rain. And what happens? What happens to the house? Hands up if you think it falls flat. Ooh, there were a few hands went up there and came down quickly. That's right. No, the house on the rock stood firm, didn't it? Because it had a good foundation. But there was another guy. What's he doing? He's building a house. And where's he going to build his house? Anywhere. Anywhere. The sand will do. And he builds his house. He's working just as hard as the other guy. He builds his house, and it starts to rain. And what happens? What happens to his house? Not a lot. It doesn't last long, does it? Jesus said it falls flat. it falls flat. Now, why did Jesus tell the story? Because we didn't get to the point yet. Why did Jesus tell the story? Let's work it out. He said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So, what do the two men have in common? What do they have in common? They're both, what are they doing? They were building a house. They were both building a house. And what does Jesus say they both also did? They, what did they do? Wake up. They heard, didn't they? They heard Jesus' words. Yeah, they all heard Jesus' words, but one was wise and one was foolish. What was the difference? What was the difference between the wise and the foolish guy? They both heard Jesus. What was the difference? One put it into practice and the other didn't. That's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge and wisdom. We all have knowledge. We all know certain things. The question is what we do with it. That's where wisdom comes in. So why did Jesus tell the story? How can we be sure that we're building our lives on a solid foundation? How can we be sure we're building our lives on a solid foundation? Where can we find wisdom? We can find wisdom on the card you had when you came in. You should have got one of these. If you didn't get one on the way in, pay more attention when you come to church and make sure you get everything that's going. Okay? Grab everything. And if you didn't get one and want one on the way out, we'll either be photocopying some more madly at this point, or our team is confident there are enough for everyone. Right. Let's have a look at this memory verse. The Apostle James says, if any of you, anyone excluded? Yes or no? No. If any of you lacks wisdom, do you lack wisdom? I do. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. Let's say it all together. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That's an unconditional promise, isn't it? It's a universal promise. Universal, unconditional. So where do you find wisdom? In God and in His Word. Now I'm going to tell you ABC. ABC. A stands for ask. Ask. That's what it said. Ask and it'll be given. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. So that's prayer. Ask God for wisdom. I pray for wisdom every day because I need it every day. Ask God for wisdom. What do you think the B stands for? It could be believe, but when I was writing the talk, it sounded more convincing to talk about building, because we're talking about building. That's the picture. Building, okay? Build your life on God's Word. Build. Not just listen, do, act. Build. Build your life on God's Word. Apply God's Word. What do you think the word C stands for? Letter C stands for? Okay. Choose. Choose the people you're going to learn from. The people you're going to learn from who may be wiser than you. Can you think of people who are wiser than you? Maybe parents, because they've lived longer. They've had more opportunities to make mistakes. They are wiser. Who else might be wiser than you? Your Sunday school teacher? Pardon? Yes. Parents, grandparents, teachers, older brothers and sisters. Those are the people we can learn from. We can learn from them. So choose who you're going to learn from. You know the story of Solomon. Solomon was supposedly the wisest man on earth. He was very good at giving advice. He was not so good at taking advice. He made some big mistakes in his life, didn't he? And you know the difference? If you can't make up your mind as to what you should do, it's called the Solomon principle. Step outside of that decision that you've got to make and imagine you're advising someone else who is having to make that decision. What advice would you give them? Once you've decided what advice you'd give them, take it. Because often that's how God will guide us. We don't find it easy to make a decision. We try and rationalize our behavior, we try and justify it. But what would you say to someone else in that condition? Often it's clearer what God would have us say to help someone else. And we need to go back and take that medicine for ourselves. So remember the Solomon principle. He was a very wise person when he gave advice. He wasn't so wise when he applied it to himself. So it's not by accident that you're here today. God created the church family to help each one of us make the right decisions, to meet our five most deepest needs, a purpose to live for, a profession to live by, power to live out. There is no other place on earth like the church where God's benefits can be experienced. Worship, which we've enjoyed this morning, help us focus on God. Fellowship helps us face life's problems together. Discipleship helps us fortify our faith as we grow. Ministry helps us find our talents and use them. And evangelism helps us share that good news with others. So there is no other place on earth like the church. Here's another verse that the Apostle Paul shared with the Romans. In Christ, you who are many form one body. And that's one reason why we want to have one service on Sunday morning, so we can all be together. And each member belongs to all the others. You see, you were formed for God's family. We were created to be a family, learning together, encouraging each other, guiding each other to become more like Christ. So let's go back to our memory verse for today, James 1:5. Please do not look at your prayer card. That's for you to take home, stick it in your Bible, and help you to remember the verse. Let's say the verse together. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. Okay. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given. Okay. If any of you wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. Okay. All together. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. And the passage comes from James 1 verse 5. There you go. So keep that in your Bible, remember it, and apply it. And remember your ABC. A, ask God for wisdom, and he promises to give it to you. Build your life on what God says. Apply it, and choose who you are going to learn from, who are maybe wiser than you, who can help you to build your life on the words of Jesus. Let's say a prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that Jesus shared that very simple story of the wise and the foolish builders. Both of them heard the words of Jesus, but only the wise man built his life upon them. Please help us not to be foolish people, but to be wise people who build our lives on your word. And help us to help others in our church family and beyond also to become wise. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.